Vermont, Annie Lee. I swear I can't leave you alone, Annie Lee. Well, now you say you're gonna be mine, no matter what you hear or do. Bells ringing for me and you, Annie Lee. Annie Lee. Don't you hear the wedding bells ringing for me and you, Annie Lee? Now you said you're gonna be mine. No matter what you ever do. You know I love you, Annie Lee.
Hello, everyone. I'm Microwave Dave talking the blues on WLRA. It's a pleasure having you tuned in. I hope you're having a fine time at whatever you're at up the moment. And some blues will be your company for the next hour. That would be great for me. First of all, Earl Hooker gets his admission. Earl, thank you.
Annie Lee.
We'll see you at the bottom of the program. Talking the Blues is a production of WLRH Public Radio in Huntsville, Alabama. We have two new releases and one reissue from old stuff to get into tonight. Starting off with the first one, a record that comes to us from Paris, France, and it's called The Lost in Paris Blues Band. Now, this is not a blues band per se. It's actually a French guitarist, Paul Persona. And he has been playing around there for a long time. I think he's backed up Johnny Hallyday and a bunch of other French celebrity musicians over the years. And he broke out on his own and has done quite well for himself in their blues market over there. We don't hear much of the French blues artists coming this way. They do take quite a few of ours coming their way, but somehow French blues artists don't seem to cross over into this country as well as some of the others do, Australians, for example. But they are quite good at what they do, and they have a different flavor to the way they accept and interpret this music, and a lot of it has a good rock and roll edge to it. So in this album, basically Paul got together with a rhythm section, a bass player and a drummer known well over there in France, and started doing a record and decided to ask some friends to come in, and he got a really diverse group of players to come in with him, and that's what makes the album interesting, is that they have all these different people playing, and many times at the same time, over a three-day period at a studio in Paris, hence the Lost in Paris Blues Band. Starting off with, he got American jazz and blues guitarist Robin Ford, who is known to everybody having played from heaven's Miles Davis on up through many, many blues bands of his own and lots of celebrity acts around the world, still tours as a solo artist in front of many, many large audiences. And they also got a lady named Beverly Jo Scott, who is unknown to me, but she's an American who I think lives in Belgium and operates over there full-time as a musician, also a TV artist as well. They have a guy who plays guitar, primarily known, I think, in the United States for his replacement of the iconic Slash in Guns N' Roses. His name is Ron Thal. He's known as Bumblefoot. He has a band called Bumblefoot as well. This is a hard rock guitarist, no question about it. And you'll hear when he plays, he's got a much more aggressive attack. He has a lot more gain. In other words, a lot more of a buzz and high energy drive, more so than you normally hear in blues releases anyway, on his guitar, and it shows up right away. And then also we have some great music on here from John Jorgensen, who plays guitar and piano very well. And he has been a player backing up a lot of folks out there. Elton John, heavens, he's been on a lot of bands as well. So you got kind of a superstar band with everybody playing together, and they made it work. And that's what's nice. It sounds like everybody had a good time, according to the liner notes. It was recorded in 2015, mixed in 2016, and here in 2017 we have it in our hands. This is going to be, let's see, Ear Music, E-A-R Music is how the label it is on. We'll start off with one called Tell Me. This is a straight-up shuffle. It's an old Howlin' Wolf song that they've done to make it just straight blues comment, and this is primarily the host artist, Paul Persson, doing the guitar work and the singing. He reminds me a little bit of the Irish Gary Moore style of guitar playing to a degree. A little bit more restrained than that, perhaps, but quite good. He likes those big sweeping sounds when he can get them. Then we have the Bob Seger classic called Fire Down Below. And this is the one we hear the female singer on. She comes up and steps up and makes this one sound like her own. Beverly Jo Scott is a fine singer, and she does this one. Then we have You're Killing My Love. This is probably one of the best songs that Mike Bloomfield ever came up with. Mike and Nick Gravanides wrote this back for around the time they were doing the Electric Flag album, I believe it was. And I think this has been either covered or used by Otis Rush. And it's definitely in the Otis Rush style of music. Very well played. A nice slow blues compared to the others. And then we go to get the opening track. And this is a Tom Waits track called Downtown. And just to give you an idea how they did this on this one especially, because everybody pitches in on this one and does something. So here's the breakdown on the track. And it says, let's see, Paul Persson does the guitar and the vocals in the first and the fifth verses. You got to keep track here. John Jorgensen does organ and vocals. He has the second verse. Ron Thal has the guitar, the third middle solo, and the third ending solo, and the vocals on the third verse. Robin Ford has a guitar on the fourth middle solo, the fourth ending solo, and vocals on the fourth verse. Is that complicated enough? And then the bass and drummer up to that. So that really gives you an idea of the variety that they're throwing together on this particular release. Once again, the album is called Lost in Paris Blues Band. The main artist is Paul Persson, but also Robin Ford and Ron Thal are in here and some other people. We will hear Howlin' Wolf's Tell Me, Fire Down Below from Bob Seger, You're Killing My Love from Mike Bloomfield, and Downtown from Tom Waits. Get it?
killing my love day by day. You're killing my love in every way. And if you succeed, oh, it will hurt you till you die. In the first degree, don't eat your own self. Well, take it out on me. You're killing my love. Oh, in every way. And if you succeed, oh, it will hurt you till. Who knows how to give in? The things I give you, baby, I never see you again. You're killing my love. Oh, in every way. And if you succeed, my time, you'll get what you deserve, baby. Later on down the line, you're killing my love. Oh, in every way. And if you succeed,
powder blue nights. Sugar man said, baby, everything's up. looking for someone to chop the lumber in his paint. How am I gonna unload all this ice and all this meat? All the traffic in the streets, but it's a hot thing. Gone. God, I see them holding hands with Jimmy Bond. Sally's high on crack and hungry for some sweets. Femme in the sheets, but she butch on the streets. Going downtown. Going down, when I hold you in my arms, when I push you all around, I wanna break your bottle, babe, and spill out all your charms. Come on now, set off on the burglar alarm. Going down, 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 town, town. We're going down, town, down. The sugar man in the Temple Street gloom. I'm drinking Chivas Regal in a frugal room. Just another dead soldier in a powder blue night. Red pants turns to sugar man and says, everything's alright. Going down.
What an interesting mixture of guitar styles going into this blues record out here. The album that is called Lost in Paris Blues Band. The main artist is Paul Persson. But we have Robin Ford and we have Ron Thal, the guitarist who replaced Slash in Guns N' Roses for years and has his own band called Bumblefoot these days. And he's the one with the real ultra-fast, slick stuff going on in there. But the other guys are all really great, too. Downtown is a song originally by Tom Waits. A little bit more upbeat here than Tom's version, but very nicely done. Before that, You're Killing My Love. Nice cover of a version. A little bit of a take of the Otis Rush version of this song, for sure. Fire Down Below is a Bob Seger classic. Done with that. And before that, we started off with Tell Me, the old classic Howlin' Wolf Shuffle. This is Talking the Blues. I'm Microwave Dave. I hope you're enjoying the program. This program is available to you again. All you have to do is go to the WLRH.org website, click on programs, and come down until you find one of them that you like. They're all dated, and they all have a little blurb that tells you what is on each one, so you can go back and find one you haven't heard or check one out for a second time. Our next artist goes way back into the earlier part of the 20th century. He was born right around the beginning of the 20th century, actually, and he made some guitar records mixed with a piano player, usually. There were classics back in the 20s and the 1930s. His name is Scrapper Blackwell, and Scrapper is a guy we don't get to play very often. I haven't had very much of his music except for an occasional song here and there on a compilation disc, but now I've got an album put out by Yazoo, probably back in the 1980s, I think, or maybe the 70s originally, and then it has been converted to CD somewhere along the way, and that's what I got for radio broadcast. Just found this one on a trip to Florida this spring. So this is new to me, but I've been enjoying hearing these things because Scrapper Blackwell has a style that is different from most other blues guitarists. You'll hear it pretty much right away. He came from North Carolina, but made most of his name and most of his music working out of Indianapolis, Indiana. And he was teamed up with Leroy Carr, the piano player, who wrote several very well-known blues, such as How Long, and other things that are standards out there. And the two of them together made quite a pair. Leroy Carr sang in a pretty straight-ahead fashion, and his piano accompaniment tended to stay solid and straight, not a lot of flourishes, a lot of decoration. And so that allowed Scrapper Blackwell to go through the high notes of the guitar and make a lot of things that kind of buzzed up around everything. And so it was a different approach, but he didn't play arrhythmically. He stayed pretty much within a triplet feel, and almost all the songs we have today on this release are in a very similar groove. Now, the tempos are similar, the shuffle style is similar, and this is how the blues was played in the 20s and the 30s. From the album, it's called, by the way, The Virtuoso Guitar of Scrapper Blackwell on Yazoo Records. We'll start with one called Kokomo Blues. This is 1928. Now, I don't know when Kokomo Arnold came out with his version of Kokomo Blues, but I think that was the early 30s, so this may actually predate that. This song will be recognizable to you if you're familiar with Sweet Home Chicago, which, of course, first by Robert Johnson. Same song, different city named after it, and that goes all the way up into modern blues iconography, and it's done by just about everybody in one version or another. Very nice playing on this, and this is just Scrapper Blackwell singing and playing guitar by himself. You'll notice he has kind of a thump in the bottom end, and then his fingers are picking the high strings and a nice snap and a roll to it as well. Then we have one called Down in Black Bottom, and the singer is a guy named Black Bottom McPhail from 1932. This is a similar groove, but it sounds a little different. They're down in a different key, and it makes it sound just a little bit swampier. Not swampy, though, just swampier. Then the Good Woman Blues has actually got Leroy Carr in it. Now, there's the famous pairing of these two. You'll hear the way the piano comes in. It just sets up a nice kind of steady pattern. Not too much flourishing going on, but Leroy is all over the place up there. Leroy is doing the piano and singing. Scrapper is up there doing all the nasty guitar work, from high and low, tinkling, rattling, all the stuff that it needs comes from him. Pack Up or Trunk Blues is done by Tommy Bradley, and this has also got some nice decorative guitar on it as well. And then last of all, we go back to Leroy Carr, and here they change it up. This is one called Barrel House Woman, and actually it's Barrel House Woman number 2. They used to number these blues back in those days. And on this one, you'll hear a different groove, and because the barrel houses, remember, were set up primarily in the old days along the railroads that were set up along the lumber and turpentine camps in the Texas Piney Woods area, and they were the ones that were driven by long railroad trains hauling trees, timber, and turpentine in and out of those areas, and those piano players learned to play rhythms that accompanied those long trains going by. So it has a different roll to it. It's no longer got that shuffle. It's got more of a roll. And indeed, for being a 1932 song, it is a precursor to some of the stuff that became rock and roll later. And you can certainly hear things like Howlin' Wolf's Killin' Floor and some other things kind of cutting along right here, and some interesting syncopations pop up just every now and then. The virtuoso guitar of Scrapper Blackwell on Yazoo Records. We will hear Kokomo Blues, Down in Black Bottom, Good Woman Blues, Pack Up Her Trunk Blues, and Barrel House Woman Number 2, running between 1928 and 1934.
Baby, don't you want to go? Baby, don't you want to go? Pack your little suitcase, Papa's going to Kokomo. Baby, where you been so long? Baby, where you been so long? I can tell Mama there's something going on wrong. Baby, you don't know, you don't know. Baby, you don't know, you don't know. I was already going back to Kokomo, and me and my baby had a falling out last night. And me and my baby had a falling out last night. Somehow or another, my baby won't treat me right. Baby, what's the matter now? Baby, what's the matter now? Gotta quit your daddy, baby, but you don't. And I'll sing that verse, baby, I can't sing no more. I'll sing this verse, baby, I can't sing no more. My train is ready, and I'm going to go. Now go down in Black Bottom and Black Bottom, when we'll try to make a fool of you. I'm crazy about Black Bottom. That's where they drank good moonshine and stayed drunk all day. If you go down in Black Bottom, put your money in your shoes, don't them Black Bottom women give your pops their blues. I'm crazy about Black Bottom. So they said. That's where they drank good moonshine and stay drunk all day. Now you go down in Black Bottom, put your money down in your britches for them women going to rob you. Now you dirty, crazy about Black Bottom. So they say. That's where they drink good moonshine and stay drunk all day. Now if anybody asks you who come, pose this song, tell them to Neck Bottom, but it done been here and gone. He down in Black Bottom. So they say. That's where they drank good moonshine and stayed drunk all day.
I got to get these women told. I got to tell them a thing or two. So they know what I'm talking about. Women, if you got a good man, give him three good meals every day. If you got a good man, give him good three meals every day. If you don't, some other woman is gonna throw your man away. I've got so many women that I don't care when one dies. I've got so many women that I don't care when one dies. I don't even weep, I don't even cry. Some men crave high yellow, but give me black or brown. Some men crave high yellow, but give me black or brown. 'Cause I can't tell the difference when the sun goes down. Black are the berries, sweeter is the juice. Black are the berries, sweeter is the juice. I got a good black woman, and I ain't gonna turn her loose. They say black is evil, and it don't mean you no good.
You wouldn't kid me, would you?
They say black is evil, and it don't mean you no good.
It's a killer.
But I would not quit my black woman, baby, if I could. I got a good black girl. I've got a good black girl. Well, I've got a good black girl. I've got a good black girl. She's my buddy, and I swear she is my pal. Yeah, man.
Everybody, yeah, baby. Seem to have a job.
jolly time. Everybody, yeah, baby, seem to have a jolly time. Lord, ain't nobody know what's on my troubling mind. Lord, but I may be the youngest. Lord, take my advice. Take my advice, and don't ever let the same woman quit you twice. Don't let your woman know you love her. You do, you have done wrong. Don't let her know you love her. You do, you have done wrong. Come in from her work, she'll be done. Packed up her clothes and gone. Then you'll catch you a freight train, baby, for the first sanity. Catch you a freight train for the first sanity. God, but I've done found out, baby. Mama, try to make you kind. Done everything, baby. I tried to make you kind. Now I've seen everything you do. It is to worry my mind.
Messing around with me.
messing around with me. If you got to get drunk, baby, mama, please just let me be.
Pretty amazing music there from the 1920s. The last one there was actually from 1927. That is Barrel House Woman number 2, Leroy Carr on piano, and our featured artist Scrapper Blackwell doing the guitar work back in there. Before that, Tommy Bradley singing Pack Up Her Trunk Blues with a Scrapper on guitar. Good Woman Blues was Leroy Carr and Scrapper Blackwell as well. Before that was Down in Black Bottom with Black Bottom McPhail doing that vocal over Scrapper's guitar. We started off with Scrapper himself singing and playing Kokomo Blues in the beginning, very much like Sweet Home Chicago, but some very complicated stuff taking place there, sounding like two guitars some of the time. And that's the way it was done back then. Scrapper made it all the way into the 30s before his recording career dried up for a while, but then he was rediscovered, along with a lot of blues guys, in the 60s, and that was going well for him until he was shot by somebody. They still don't know who did it. Somebody shot him and killed him in 1962. The album is Virtuoso Guitars of Scrapper Blackwell, Yazoo Records. This is Talk of the Blues, and I'm going to move quickly now to our last artist to get as many songs as I can on Low Society. We had a Low Society record here about 2 years ago, and a lot of fun because the female vocalist on here, Mandy Lemons, just gets out and belts. And it's not really the kind of thing you hear from a lot of the female vocals who comes out and kind of gravel her voice up. She just hollers, and she mollers. You can do it. It's hollers in tune. It gets a lot of intensity, but it makes it fun. And from Belgium, Sturgis Nikides is the guy who plays the slide guitar and backs her up. They are a very interesting couple, and they are the ones that operate the Low Society Band. The new album is on a Resonate Records called Sanctified, and we'll start off with that cut, Sanctified, the title cut, kind of a nice stomp to it. And then we have one called River of Tears. This is an R&B ballad that sounds different, and hopefully we'll get some that Here Comes the Flood. This goes straight to New Orleans for a mambo groove. The artist is, once again, Low Society. The album Sanctified on Resonate Records. We will hear Sanctified, River of Tears, and at least some of Here Comes the Flood.
These blues are sanctified. Take it easy.
Mandy Levin sing, you think, well, gee, tell me how you really feel, right? I mean, she is so intense about everything she sings. That's one thing I like about their group, Low Society. We had time for River of Tears when we were listening to and Sanctified before that. Talking Blues with Mike Wave Dave. If you get the blues, you know what to do with them, right? Right.
I know you don't love me, baby. That's all right.